KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. As sports this morning is brought to you by the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings and offer members low-cost loans and provide other financial services. In high school baseball results last night, it was Lewis Central defeating Atlantic 4-3. ADM Adel was an 11-3 winner over Ballard. Boyer Valley beat Whiting 9-3. It was Carroll Kemper over Denison 12-2 in six innings, as Kemper actually out-hit the Monarchs 16-4 in that game. Clarinda shut out Shenandoah 4-0. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Guthrie Center 12-1, as Jacob Esdor threw a two-hitter in that game and also had a good game at the plate as he hit a three-run homer. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln beat Glenwood 2-1. It was East Sac County over South Central Calhoun 7-3. Missouri Valley won a close game over Underwood 7-6 as Sam Schmidt drove in the winning run in the bottom of the seventh inning for Missouri Valley. MLC Floyd Valley was a 14-4 winner over Sioux Center. Mount Air beat Mormon Trail Garden Grove 11-1 in five innings. Stanton beat Lennox 10-8. It was Trainer over AHST 15-0. Tri-Center was a 13-3 winner over Griswold in just five innings, as Eric Shriver was 2-for-4 with a triple and three RBI, and Kellen Oddsmore was 3-for-4 with two doubles and two RBI for Tri-Center. In softball results last night, it was Charter Oak Ute over Woodbine 9-8, as Shelley Gossler went 3-for-4 with three RBI, and Whitney Gossler hit a home run to spark Charter Oak Ute to that victory. Corning won an 18-8 victory over Stanton, as Corning totaled 23 hits in that game. It was Creston over Red Oak 10-2. Denison Schleswig was an 11-2 winner over Kemper Catholic as Shelby Piper hit two doubles and knocked in six runs for Denison. IKM Manning was a 3-1 winner over West Harrison as Lauren Eberle was 2-for-3 and Jody Hepburn doubled in that game. Logan Magnolia shut out West Monona 9-0 as Emily Clark hit a two-run homer for the Panthers. It was Missouri Valley over Underwood 8-5 as Samantha Knudsen had an RBI single to drive in the lead run, and Tiffany Schouth had a two-run single to provide the insurance runs for Missouri Valley. MOC Floyd Valley was an 8-1 victor over Sioux Center. It was Sydney winning a close game over Council Bluffs St. Albert 7-6 as Logan Doty scored the winning run on a passed ball in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Trainer was a 6-3 winner over AHST as Morgan Jacobson hit a double and single with one RBI. Up next, I'll have a look at the new state softball rankings.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the new state softball rankings have been released. We're in Class 4A. It's Muscatine checking in at number 1. In Class 3A, that's Clear Creek Amana checking in at number 1, while area teams among the top 15 include Harlan checking in at number 5. Winterset is at number 8, Sergeant Bluff Luton is at 13, and Carroll checks in at 14th in the softball Class 3A state rankings. In Class 2A, it's Bondurant checking in at number 1, while area teams that are ranked include Logan Magnolia at number 10 and Maple Valley Anthon Ona, who checks in at number 15 in the Class 2A rankings. In Class 1A, it's Akron Westfield checking in at number 1, while area teams that are ranked among the top 15 in softball Class 1A have Earlham at number 13 and Trainer checking in at number 15 in the baseball or softball rankings. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes have won each of their past three meetings with in-state rival Iowa State. Cyclones head coach Paul Rhodes is well-versed in the rivalry, having been an assistant at Iowa State when the Cyclones broke Iowa's 15-year hold on the Cy-Hawk Trophy back in 1998. Rhodes has yet to defeat the Hawkeyes as he enters his third season as Iowa State's head coach, but he says there's a very simple way to change that.
Play better. To put it simply, you play better. We've played poorly, and I'd argue that they've played extremely well in those games. I've been a part of winning in this series, and I've been a part of losing in this series, and the score from one year to another year doesn't matter a whole lot. You get ready for the next one, and you prepare your football team in that week's preparation, and you go out there and play it and do the best you can.
In addition to the yearly series with the Hawkeyes, Rhodes says that Iowa's third state school will also be on the Cyclone schedule on a regular basis now.
this series is going to continue. It's you know, our schedule is extended out to 2018 or 2020, however far it goes, and it's already done. To be honest, I don't know how much of that the administration releases, but you and I's on there a good part of it. But there's no room to add them in the years or not, because it's a full docket.
And the Cyclones do open this season against Northern Iowa on September 3rd in Ames. Well, there's something about Boston's home ice that brings out the best in the Bruins and the worst in Roberto Luongo. The Bruins have forced a seventh game in the Stanley Cup Finals by chasing Luongo during a four-goal first period that highlighted Monday's 5-2 victory over the Vancouver Canucks. Boston scored four times in a minute or a span of 4 minutes and 14 seconds to take a 4-0 lead by the midway mark of the opening period. Brad Marchand and Milan Lajcic scored 35 seconds apart before Andrew Ferentz tallied in on a power play chance to chase Luongo just 8:35 into the game. Michael Ryder made it 4-0 just 70 seconds later, taking most of the suspense out of the final 50 minutes of the game. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals is going to be tomorrow in Vancouver. The Dallas Mavericks hauled away the NBA Championship trophy back to Texas on Monday, and they were greeted by hundreds of fans the day after the Mavs clinched the first title in team history by beating Miami on Sunday night. Owner Mark Cuban walked off the plane carrying the championship hardware, while Dirk Nowitzki followed carrying his MVP trophy. Luke Fickell has been introduced as Ohio State's interim football coach, and he takes over for Jim Tressel, who resigned on May 30th amid NCAA violations from a tattoo parlor scandal. Fickell has been a longtime assistant at Ohio State and indicated he did not know about violations in the program until they became public. Meanwhile, the Ohio Supreme Court is investigating possible misconduct by the attorney who first tipped Tressel to NCAA violations by his players. Tressel's decision not to alert university officials to the tip from the lawyer, whose name is Christopher Casero, ultimately led to Tressel's resignation under pressure for failing to report the violations immediately to the NCAA. Virginia and Texas A&M have advanced to the College World Series as the Cavs beat UC Irvine 3-2 on Chris Taylor's two-run single in the bottom of the ninth inning, moments after Virginia had nobody on and two outs. The Cavaliers loaded the bases on consecutive singles and a walk before Taylor extended their season. I'll have a check of Major League Baseball results from last night next.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
And in Major League Baseball action last night in the National League, it was Pittsburgh over the New York Mets 3-1, Arizona beat the Florida Marlins 12-9, it was Houston over Atlanta 8-3, the Cubs beat Milwaukee 1-0, San Diego was a 3-1 winner over Colorado, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the LA Dodgers 6-4. In the American League, it was Cleveland over the Yankees 1-0, Detroit beat Tampa Bay 2-1 in a game that went to 10 innings, while the LA Angels beat Seattle 6-3. And in a reminder, tonight on KJAN, we do have live coverage of Cardinals baseball as they do take on the Washington Nationals in Washington tonight as pregame coverage gets underway at 5:10 this evening. And in Pacific Coast League action last night, it was Omaha beating Iowa 6-3, as those two teams will square off again tonight in Omaha, as first pitch will be at 7:05 this evening. That sports on KJAN as sports this hour was brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic.